Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, Dan here, and yes, Jesus is coming. Hallelujah. But I want to talk to you guys about something tonight. That word endure, as you see up on the left-hand side above that racer that's disappearing, that's us, under the end. But we have to endure under the end. Now, Scripture tells us that we have to have faith. And we have to trust God. It also tells us that those who endure to the end shall be saved. And I want to explore that today with you. All by first telling you what happened to someone who asked me to pray for her. But before, let's look at some scripture here. So if we look at Matthew chapter 10, verse 22. It says, "And you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But he that endures to the end shall be saved." There's your scripture. So if you don't believe me, believe the word. Okay, I don't want you to believe anything I tell you. I want you to believe what the word of God says. Okay, so pay attention closely to what the word of God says, because I'm glorifying him. This is his word. It's not about me. It's not about anything that I do. I'm just a steward. That's all I do. So anyways, I also looked at this in the Berean Study Bible. And that says in Matthew, "You will be hated by everyone because of my name, but the one who perseveres to the end will be saved." Now, endures and perseveres, same thing. Okay, but I saw persevere. We have to persevere under trials. We go through a lot of tribulation. Right now, you know, we're hated because of his name. You mention Jesus in a bar and people immediately look at you. You know, today I had that happen to me, you know, when I told him that I'm a praying man, that everybody looked at me after I was in this bar telling them I prayed for this man who fell over in the creek upside down on his lawnmower. So, you know, he turned out to be okay. They resuscitated him. They got to him quick enough. So in any case, I don't know how he's doing now, but I do know one thing. People just, they really trip out when you say the name of Jesus anywhere you go. If I yell, "Jesus is coming," in Walmart parking lot, which I'm well known to do, you know, people look at me funny, like hateful. Well, that's why, because they hate that name, unless they're a Christian, in which then they look at you and go, "Hey, all right, woohoo," and they give you a thumbs up. Anyways, we're hated by all men for his name's sake. But we have to endure, and, you know, we're going to come to a point now, you know, in history of the world where, you know, it's just like Sodom and Gomorrah, as a sister was saying in an email today, or, you know, just like back in Noah's days. It's just the same. I mean, we're seeing everything going bad, you know. I'll get back to what I was going to talk to you about enduring and persevering during these times, okay? But first, I want to tell you a story. A true story is the Holy Spirit bears witness. This is true. It did happen in our lives, in me and Kathy's lives. It's not made up. Okay, so praise God. Glory to God. But I once had a sister. She came to me and she asked me to pray for her. And I said, "Absolutely, I'll pray for you. What's your request?" She said, "Well, I need a car. I don't have a car." So I told her, "I'll pray for your need, but I want you to do something first. I want you to first speak it out by faith and keep speaking it into existence by belief, and it will be." Now, here's why I told her that. If God spoke things into existence and we are his sons and daughters, so can we who are inheritors of his kingdom do the same? Yeah, we can, by faith. We must be careful with our words, not to speak negatively, but positively. If we walk around speaking negative words, the enemy will grab that and run with it. Believe me. If you go around saying, "Oh, my tire looks like it's going to go flat," it's going to go flat. Okay. But if you speak and say, "Oh, my tire will be fine till I get to the gas station, so I'll blow it up with some more air," then it'll be fine. You understand what I'm saying here? So as I was talking to her, I remembered that another brother in Christ told me to always pray in detail. And I took that to heart. So I told her then, after, you know, that thought came to my mind, make sure that you pray in detail, such as, where do you want to park that car at? What color do you want? Do you want gas? Do you want diesel? So she said, okay, I'll pray like that, So we kept praying for her. And as we kept praying for her, the whole time we were praying by faith and agreeing with her prayer and hoping, for this thing as, I was like wanted it in a week, all the while we were asking God for his will for her, and we had not heard from her for a while as we both got busy with our work schedule, so we just kept praying. But about 3 months or so later, I got a call from her. She was out of breath. She's kind of elderly, and which concerned me a little bit. So I asked her if she was okay. She said, yes, I'm just trying to catch my breath about what just happened. And she, as you can see here, she said, I'm very blessed. I said, wow, tell me more. So, anyways, I said, well, tell me. And once again, I asked, are you okay? She again said, yes, I'm very good, very blessed by God. She went on to tell me that her boss walked up to her during work and asked her if he could speak with her. Now, somebody like me, if my boss were to ask me that when I was working, I would have said, uh-oh, what did I do this time? But in this case, it wasn't that way. So she said that she stood in front of him to listen to him as he spoke to her, in which he said, me and my wife have been talking, and I know you walk to work every day, and we want to give you something. And he hands her some car keys. You hear me? Hands her some car keys. She went on to say that she questioned him, saying, I'm not sure what's going on. So again, he said, take a look over here. And she followed him to the back door where she worked. And he said, as he pointed, look, he said, that's your car from now on. Me and my wife, we bought a new one, so we don't need that one. So it's yours. She went on to tell me it was in the same spot she prayed it would be, and it was blue. And that's what she wanted. She wanted a blue car. She trusted God by faith. She spoke that car into existence every single day, she said. And I mean, she told us she spoke. Remember that, Kat?
Yeah, she did.
She spoke over that spot every day she went to work. Now, for 3 months, and it came to pass because of, again, her faith. She was rewarded. And we must, this is a big must, be the same way. And I'm not saying you aren't. I'm just saying we must all be that same way as she was, trusting God, believing, speaking it into existence, making sure that daily nothing is hindering our prayers, such as sin, because sin will get in the way of your prayers. Believe me, I know. Confessing our sins to Him daily is what we must do. He hears our prayers then. We can speak life. He sees it. He sees our faith. And rewards us because he sees that and knows this is on our heart. God is in control. There's nothing impossible with God. Amen. Her and her husband drove that car for a while, so she was indeed blessed. But I want to look at some other scriptures here. The Bible says in Isaiah 55:11, so shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I send it. Now we're inheritors, so we can speak the same thing just like our Father. And it goes, it's a void, but it accomplishes what we want it to accomplish because we trust our Father. We know that He'll give it because He knows our needs. So it never comes back void. All right, I'm going to go on to one more, and this is kind of a long one, so hold on, I'll read it for you. But it's on here if you just want to stop and pause this so you can read it all. But what good is it, our James 2, 14 to 26 says, what good is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone claims to have faith but has no deeds? Can such faith save them? Suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to them, go in peace, keep warm and well fed, but does nothing about their physical needs, what good is that? In the same way, faith by itself, if it's not accompanied by action, is dead. But someone will say, you have faith, I have deeds. Show me your faith without deeds, and I'll show you my faith by my deeds. You believe there's one God, that's good. Even the demons believe that and shudder. You foolish person, do you want evidence that faith without deeds is useless? Was not our father Abraham considered righteous for what he did when he offered his son Isaac on the altar? You see that his faith and his actions were working together, and his faith was made complete by what he did. And the scripture was fulfilled that says Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness, and he was called God's friend. You see that a person is considered righteous by what they do and not by faith alone. In the same way, was not even Rahab the prostitute considered righteous for what she did when she gave lodging to the spies and sent them off in a different direction? As the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without deeds is dead. Now, pay attention to the verse 1. What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone claims to have faith but has no deeds? See, my sister had faith and she had a deed. She did every day. She said it out loud that there's going to be a car right in that parking lot and it's going to be blue and I'm going to drive it away. That's by faith. And that's by deed because she did a deed by spouting it out every single day. Think about that. So when we do a work, we do it by faith. And God knows what we're going to do, because there's nothing you can hide from God. So we need to look at another scripture. Matthew 18:19 says, again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. What did she do with us? What she did was, number one, she prayed and asked for another brother in the Lord to pray in agreement. She acted on it. It was a deed, all right, by faith. Now, together with our prayers, then what did she do then? She endured, right, patiently by faith for what she had asked for in agreement to come later. She didn't know when it was going to come, but she knew by faith in her heart that her father could provide it if she asked in agreement with her brother and sister. Ain't that awesome? Praise the Lord. So I want to turn to another scripture. Matthew 7:7 says, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find it. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. If you ask not, how are you going to receive something if you don't ask? Some of you ask amiss, as James went on to say. But you know what we do is we ask in belief and then we receive. ABS. And I'm not talking about breaks. I'm talking about ask, believe, and receive. In that manner, then you will get what you, with the Father, whatever's in his will. Now, I'm not saying you're going to get your purple Ferrari that says Jesus is Lord on the side neither. So don't try for that, okay? Go for what the Father wants you to do to glorify him. And what she used that car for was to glorify him. It did glorify him. And I'm telling you the story. It glorifies him again. So we see that. So to ask is a work, because you have to do something in order to receive what you ask for, don't you? So she sought the Lord on a need, not a want. And he saw her faith. She didn't doubt at all that he could perform this for her, because she knew the promises of God. She knew what her father could do. Hallelujah. Amen. Romans 14:23 says, but whoever has doubts is condemned if they eat, because their eating is not from faith. Now, we're talking about food, but I'm talking about the doubts there. And everything that does not come from faith is sin. So you don't want to doubt and then say, well, I don't know, I might not get this car, or I might not get this, you know, report, or I might not get this. If you're doubting, you've already lost. All right, because the enemy will grab that. He will grab that and he'll play with that, mess you up. You don't want that, okay? So we read on with Hebrews 11:6. It says, and without faith, it's impossible to please God. Because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. She earnestly sought him every single day for that car. He saw her heart And because of that, she was rewarded. I love that. And this is how we ought to live, okay? So we have to speak things positively into existence. But you have to back it with faith. And you have to know it's in the will of the Father. Because if it's outside of the will of the Father, you're not going to get it, okay? I've tried, okay? That's the purple Ferrari. Never got it yet. Not going to get it neither. So, don't have enough faith? All right, well, let's look at that. I don't have enough faith. Luke 17:5 says, the apostle said to the Lord, increase our faith. That's all you have to do is if you don't have enough faith, ask God to increase your faith. Believe me, he will. He'll increase it. But you got to ask first. So what is it that overcomes the world? Some of you already know where I'm going with this because you know the scripture. Our faith, right? That's why the world hates us so much, because we do not live by its rules. We live by faith. That's why we're outsiders, okay? But still inside the world, we have to for the time being. So 1 John 5:4 says, for everyone born of God overcomes the world. Are you born of God? Then you're overcoming the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Your faith is overcoming the world. You are an overcomer. Amen? So, right now, in the time that we are in, you need to look to the Lord and trust him by faith. For whatever you're asking, it has to be in his will. You'll know if it's in his will because he'll tell you. If it's, you'll get a check in the spirit, that's not in my will. No, you're not going to get that. No. So we need to keep in prayer and asking him for our needs, which he already knows our needs before we even ask him. He sees your heart. He knows your troubles. And if you ask him to get you through those times, he will. Give me a second here. Okay, better. So let's look at another scripture. Psalm 55:22 says, cast your burden upon the Lord and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken. That's his word. That's a promise. You could hold God to that. You don't need to because he's God. But I'm telling you, that's a promise. But do you believe that? Can you receive that in your heart? Or do you have doubt? Because doubt will push that out. That's what the devil wants. He doesn't want you to believe that if you cast your burden upon the Lord, he'll sustain you. Okay? He doesn't want you to believe that. But you can, because the word of God says so. Well, you know, I know where we're at. Look, society, the world, it's crumbling. It's falling apart, shattering. We're seeing it almost on every level and all at once, guys. You know, we do what we do in this ministry to tell you about these things so that in hopes, if there be somebody listening that doesn't know Jesus, that they'll come to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Because if they don't have him, they have hell forever, lake of fire. That's not my, you know, I'm not joking around here. I'm not trying to condemn anybody or judge anybody. I'm telling you what the word of God says. If you don't have Jesus, you don't have life. Jesus is the life. So we have to, through this world and this society falling apart, we have to endure. The Bible tells us that we have a great cloud of witnesses cheering us on. Who do you think that great cloud of witnesses is? I'm going to go there in here, Matt. Let's look at the Hebrews 12, 1 through 2. Wherefore, seeing we are also, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Hallelujah. So you see that line up there? It says, great, a cloud of witnesses. We're surrounded by the saints of the past, guys. We're surrounded. They're all watching us, cheering us on from heaven. The angels are sitting up there going, come on, Dan, you could do this. Come on, Kathy, you could do this. come on, Jennifer, you could do this. Come on, Luke, you could do this. Well, whoever else, you know, I could name everybody, but I'm just going to tell you right now. Come on, whatever your name is, you could do this. But you got to do it by faith, and you got to have Jesus Christ in your life. We must, I'm talking to you, walking in the Spirit, Holy Spirit filled Christians right now, we must take up our own crosses and endure just as Jesus did. I know. Some of us are eager to go home to be with the Lord, but we must do His will while we are here. It's not our own will that needs to be done, but His will that needs to be done. Amen? So, 2 Corinthians 5:8 says, we are confident then and would prefer to be away from the body and at home with the Lord. Well, that's what I would prefer. I know we all want that. We all want to just go be with the Lord. But you know what? Until that time, we must endure, persevere, and be overcomers. This is where we're at, guys. We got to set our minds on the things above as the word declares. You know, in Colossians 3:2, let's look at that. Set your minds on the things above, not the things on the earth. Look, if you're going to set your mind on all the troubles around you, that's all you're going to have is the troubles around you. But if you set your mind on the things that are above, set your mind on the Word of God, then what are you doing? You're setting it on a positive thing, not on a negative thing. All that's in the world is a negative thing. It's all going to dissipate one day. Soon. So this is where we need to be, is right with the Lord. We need to be on Team Jesus. We need to be running the race. Let us run it with patience, the race that is set before us, Hebrews 12:1. So, guys, this is where we're at. We're at the end of the race, basically. Some of us has just started. But you know what? If God begun a work in you, He's going to finish it. And I guarantee that. That's in the Word. Now, I didn't put that in here, so I'm not going to, you know, go to that scripture and pull it up, but you can look it up. He began a work in you, and He will finish it. That's a promise. It's a promise of God. God is not a man that He can lie. Okay, so He's not lying to you. He's telling you the truth. That's something you can stand on. So, listen, I know, guys, where we're at. I know that we got transvestites dancing in front of children in a church and reading books in schools. You know, I know that we've got people that are obviously trying to be something that they're not, but that's because that they're inviting that. That's them. That's the world. That's what they do. I know that there's a war going on, but they're not going to tell you the war's going on. They're just going to keep going around you and playing with the propaganda names, you know, and positions. But here's where we're at. You know, we're at a time right now where, well, ministries like ours, you know, we're still here, but I don't know how long. We keep telling you, today is the day to get right with Jesus. Today is the day. Don't wait. And guys, if you can see this right now, this is what's happening. We're not receiving much in anymore. We're not receiving much people anymore. And I think that may be because of this. So if you could please, you know, just please share what we have.
I know you have to sign in to Brighteon.
And if you got to sign in to Brighteon.
Liking the video helps, you know.
Definitely. You know, so right at this time, you know, this is where we are. So please share, okay? Because this is what we do. You know, we do it to the glory of God. It's not for ourselves. This is for you so that you can get the edification from the Word itself. And so this is, you know, I'm going to end it with that. But just remember that Jesus loves you. And that if you did not take the mark of the beast, which is the vaccinations, okay, the first vax is the mark of the beast. If you don't believe that, please go to our page and look that up and you'll see. But I'm not going to go any further with that because I've done enough research to know it by truth. So anyways, please share and please like, and that's it. Thank you guys for watching, and we'll see you when we see you. Jesus is coming!
Jesus is coming!